The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. He told a parable to those who had been invited, noticing how they were choosing the places of honor at the table. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by him, and the host who invited both of you may approach you and say, "Give your place to this man," and then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, "My friend, move up to a higher position." Then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at the table. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Happy, lovely morning to everybody, shiny, wonderful, and sunny to everybody out there. Here's a parable that our Lord teaches that this is a parable the Catholics do really well at obeying, don't they? When you're invited to a banquet, don't take the place of honor. Take the lowest place. Little tiny something I've noticed. You ever noticed 4 out of 5 Catholics surveyed prefer to sit in the back of church? Nobody ever wants to sit in the front. I used to joke that if I ever built a church, I would just build one enormous back pew, right, so that everybody would be happy. No, this parable isn't about that at all. This parable isn't about that at all. It's about the kingdom of heaven and how the day is coming when our Lord is going to invert the standards of this world and turn them on their head. Because then, just as now, there's a pecking order among the echelons of society. The upper echelons have their place in the pecking order, and the lowers have their place in the pecking order. And heaven help you if you take the wrong place. I remember once I went to a priest meeting. Great big empty conference room filled with circular tables and chairs. And I sat myself down at an empty table, only later to discover that I had sat down at the bishop's table, with all the important people coming to take their place and shooting me the evil eye. And I quickly went down and took my proper place in the back of the room where I belonged, right? Don't upend the paradigm. Our Lord is going to do that at the end of all things. When he says at the wedding banquet, "Friend, come up higher." What's the wedding banquet? It's the kingdom of heaven. Who's the host of the banquet? Host is Christ the Lord. And what's the message of this parable? Wherever possible, seek and choose humility, because the one who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Now, humility, there's a misunderstood virtue. People tend to think that humility means thinking that you're the worst, having a never-ending pity party in your head about how awful you are and how terrible you are. People think that humility means that pretty girls have to tell themselves that they're ugly and smart people have to tell themselves that they're stupid. And this is not the meaning of humility, not even by a mile. Humility is not thinking that you're the worst. The true meaning of humility, most succinctly expressed, is not thinking about yourself at all. That's the value of the virtue of humility. And if you ever have the joy to meet a genuinely humble person, you'll know it by the interest that they take in you. That's the virtue of humility. Now contrast that with the sin of pride, another greatly misunderstood sin. The sin of pride is not a feeling of justifiable satisfaction at a job well done, or a sense of loyalty to your home or your country or your school. The sin of pride, rather, is the will to vaunt yourself over another. The sin of pride is the will to tell the funnier joke at a party, to drive the nicer car than your neighbor, to have the nicer home in the nicer neighborhood with the better family, any way at all. that you can be better than your next guy. That's the sin of pride. And you know what the trouble is with the sin of pride? Love is impossible for a proud soul. Because love is only possible when you forget about yourself and focus on the well-being of another. And that's the greatness of the virtue of humility. Why? Love is only possible when you forget about yourself. And that's why our Lord is constantly, constantly counseling us to humility, right? As we make our way through this life, with all of our choices, we're headed towards one of two great destinations. One of two great destinations. Either the love of God to the forgetfulness of yourself, or the love of yourself to the forgetfulness of God. It's going to be one of those two. Now, there's lots we could say about humility, but you know what? One of my favorite things to do is to quote one of the experts on humility, and that's Mother Teresa. One of my favorite little, you'll hear me say this again. One of my favorite little things to share with you is Mother Teresa's 10 rules for humility, okay? Maybe we can practice one or two of these today. Number one, speak about yourself as little as you possibly can. Number two, keep busy with your own business and not the affairs of others. Number three, accept insults and irritations with a sense of humor. Number four, don't dwell on the faults of other people. Number five, accept criticism even when it is not deserved. Number six, whenever possible, let other people have their way. Number seven, accept being forgotten, being disregarded, and even being held in contempt. Number eight, be courteous and polite, even when provoked by someone. Number nine, do not seek to be admired. Number 10, give in discussions, even when you're right. 10 rules for humility from Mother Teresa of Calcutta. You know, our Lord practices what he preaches here in this parable of the great wedding banquet, where he advises you to take the lowest place. Who takes the lowest place here at this banquet that we celebrate here at the altar? Who takes the lowest place? It's Christ our Lord. So low a place that he becomes our food, because nobody is more humble than God. A little word of counsel now to those who have ears to hear, so that our Lord's joy might be in you and your joy might be complete. Amen.